This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Great crowd today, seeing everybody out here. Our buddy Brian. I've lost other names in the queue because I dared say somebody's name.
Robert.
Robert dropped us some
all sorts of food and everything.
I mean, I got a slushie at work today. Now, true story.
Yeah,
that will make my daughters more jealous than anything that I buy today.
Do you have to go home and like you have to get them slushies on the way home now?
No, you understand. The twins are slushy queens. Like, these kids could go for a slushie a day.
I love slushies.
And my beautiful Isabella could do a slushie an hour.
Wait, are we talking slushies or are we talking, like, Slurpees?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a Slurpee guy.
Is there a difference between the two?
Yeah, I'm a Slurpee guy more than a slushie guy.
Okay, define the difference for me.
I think slushie's got more ice to it, whereas a Slurpee, there's less ice, but it's not as filled with ice. 100%, you're looking at me like I'm a crazy person. There's 100% a difference between a Slurpee and a slushie.
216.
At least in my brain there is.
216-474-0092. Is there a difference between a slushie and a Slurpee?
Tell you what, I go to 7-Eleven because that's the proprietary spot for Slurpees.
They don't
say you're getting a slushie.
That's because they have the proprietary rights to that term.
I think
you fall prey to branding.
Well, maybe. But I never
thought. Are you Googling it now?
What do you think I'm going to do? I gave you the ice answer, and that wasn't. You weren't satisfied
because
with that.
Because it sounded like a straw man.
You still looked at me like I had a banana taped to my forehead.
Because
let's figure this out. A Slurpee is specifically a 7-Eleven branded product made with a specific machine, whereas slushy is a broader category that can include other brands like icy or homemade versions.
So it's a branding thing.
Does a Slurpee fall into the slushy category?
I think it does. I think they're all the same. I think a slushie is a Slurpee, and a Slurpee is a slushie.
No, because they want to throw snow cones into the mix, and snow cones are just flavored
AI,
ice.
Well, that's AI, okay?
That's just flavored ice.
They might overtake us very shortly, but they sure as hell are not human enough to know the difference between a slushie, a Slurpee, and an icy.
Well, I'll tell you what. There might not be a difference between the two, but I prefer a Slurpee over a slushie.
Because you've bought into the branding.
I have.
Don Draper got to you.
Thank you, Don Draper.
He melted your brain. And pour a little Slurpee on it.
Well, you're going to a high school football game tonight. They'll have all sorts of opportunities for less than Slurpee, slushy opportunities.
All right. Now, I want to say that we're going to play a clip here that's part of a full interview with J.W. Johnson on the pregame show on Sunday on the Browns Radio Network. All right? So, I'm not going to go haywire on it.
Okay.
But I saw the video, and there continues to be this thing from the team. And they do it every year. And every year I kind of go, I don't think you need to do that. So here is J.W. Johnson kind of giving a clarion call to Browns fans on a full interview. Again, you're going to be able to hear on Browns Radio Network on Sunday on the pregame show.
Our fans are the best in the NFL. And being at home, that home field advantage, them being loud, supporting this team is paramount to our success, right? We need them. Our players feed off of them. You know, we want the fans to have a great experience and their great experience to see our team perform well and winning. And that's great. So please, fans, if you're listening, watching, please bring it on Sunday. And every time you're in the stadium, we look forward to hearing that energy.
I
He said please.
Well, it's got manners.
I mean, he was nice about it.
He's a Southern gentleman.
The way it was described, I thought he was going to be like, and you guys have to do your part, and if you don't, you all suck.
You thought he was going to sound like Sergeant Slaughter in
1989? That's in my mind. That's how he sounds when he talks, in my mind. Great relevant reference by you, by the way.
It's
very timely.
Purely 80s.
That's purely timely.
Like NCX on Friday. I only play hits from the 80s. Here's the truth. I respect what he's trying to do here. This does not work in this town. This is not Carolina. It's not Atlanta. It's not Miami. It's not Houston. It's not a transplant town. And when I, as a Browns fan, hear anyone, no matter how nice or well-intentioned it is, with any organization, try to say, you got to bring it, I got to be honest with you, I don't love it. I don't love any kind of messaging that is trying to stoke up as if Browns fans need that.
Like telling fans how to fan, essentially.
Yeah, I don't think, listen.
There are, you're right, though. There are bad fan bases where maybe they do need a little bit of a push. This is just not a bad football fan
and
base.
And I resent the implication, even if that's not the intention. And so I'll say it again. I really like, these are all eraser phrases, but come on. I really like JW. I don't know him personally, but I don't have anything against him. I don't have anything against the Haslams. Stop telling Cleveland fans how to fan. We have survived more before you guys got here and fanned it hard as hell then, and we will survive more if at any point the Haslams aren't here in ownership. With love and respect, when you do this, when you have had some scenarios where your ownership group has brought reasons for us to not cheer, I don't need to name them because people are already thinking about me just setting it up like that. I don't think this is what you hope it is. Like I understand that you want to get people excited. Love that. We don't need that.
Yeah.
This is not Tennessee. All right? Not the Volunteers. I mean the Titans, which are a trash-ass franchise.
And probably do need to do it.
All right?
Like
this is not the Los Angeles Chargers. This is Cleveland. This is a football town. And they do it every year, which is why I'm bringing it up.
So one of the different things, though, is like remember when Stefanski for years on end, and maybe he did it today and I just didn't hear it, totally on the table. But for years, he used to do that thing of like, I need everyone to get here 15 minutes before kickoff.
Yeah.
He'd like, try to rally people from the Muni lot and was like, you guys are great. You come out and do all this. But 15 minutes before, I need you to start making your way down to the Muni lot. It just means the world to us, and it's such a big difference. And it's like, guys, just let people do their thing. It's okay.
And also,
they'll get there.
Also, and I don't know how I'm going to say this in a way that's going to come out in the way that I intended as we talk about JW and his intentions in the interview you'll again hear on the Browns Radio Network on the pregame show on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If there is any issue with how hard people cheer or how excited fans are, it's probably directed or related to what has happened over the last 25 years in football.
I wonder if they're just scared that there's not going to be a big turnout. And because it is embarrassing not to sell out week one. It's embarrassing to have the prices online appear what they are. Maybe they're just worried that that's going to be the case.
And my response with as much respect as I can muster is look in the mirror.
Yeah, they've earned it. Yeah. No, like, I got it. Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. That when this team was 11-6, there were people in those stands cheering their asses off, and you were selling tickets. When this was at the height of the Baker Mayfield era, you had trouble finding good tickets to go to the Cleveland Browns games. Yeah. I'm not trying to throw that up in their face. I'm just saying, I understand what you're trying to do. I really do. I'm trying hard not to take umbrage to it because I understand that you're doing what you think is right. This is not the tree you want to bark up. Because this is not that kind of town. And on one hand, you can't say it's a great, we love our fans, it's the greatest fans in the world, and then be like, but cheer really hard.
I don't know. I just don't see it that way. The please went a long way for me, Nick, clearly. But like, it wasn't, he didn't do some rah-rah speech. He didn't do anything that was crazy. He was just like, hey, please come in and be loud. I just didn't see it the same way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we have to play it again? Did I miss something in the first part of it or something?
You pretty much heard the whole clip.
Okay, I wonder if I missed something there.
I just don't think it touches your fan nerve the same way it does mine.
No, it doesn't. I'd love to figure out why that is. But it didn't bother me the same way. Mainly because I've tuned out what they said for so long already that I look at what they have to do, what JW's trying to do, and I think to myself, okay.
I mean, in fairness, and I will say this, there is still a little of them versus us. And it's not
because what it is.
It's not because they're from Tennessee, but it is because it still to me feels like I know the Browns have very much embraced the Haslams and JW. They very much embraced fans, mm-hmm. but I just don't know there's been that full embrace all the way around. And I get the sense that the Browns organization has been frustrated when fans get pissed and fans call up our show and say things, or when the media criticizes them, because mm-hmm. I think in their mind they don't think the organization is what their results say they are. And unfortunately, you can high business concept the hell out of this town, you can Ivy League the hell out of this town, but process fine, results matter. And the results have not been what it needs to be. And a fair amount of the time, it stunk.
Right, right.
And so for then somebody who I don't think has held up their end of the bargain to then be like, all right, guys, let's get up here. Let's do the fanning thing. It's like, you go out to the Muni lot. I want you to get a bullhorn. Go out to the Muni lot.
I don't know that it'd go well from the Muni lot right now.
No, I want you to go to the Muni lot, and I want you to say that same speech, and I want you to hear what people say back to you. Not the highfalutin, not the rich people who buy the nicest town or the nicest tickets in town. Not just them, not just the buddies. Go out to the average Browns fan and say that.
Because I just didn't hear it as an attack, though.
No.
I heard it more, it was a very respectful, please come and do your part.
It's respectful, but the idea behind it is the insult. You can say something that is wildly considerate.
I think they want it to sound louder than it might be, and they're scared that it's not going to be sold out, and it'll be very noticeable on TV that
don't
it's not sold out.
Don't trade for Deshaun Watson and fail. Don't go 3-14.
No, I get it. They made a lot of mistakes. No one's saying they haven't.
Well, I just think the idea of it's a little late in the ball game to be like, let's get it, guys. Let's get really excited here for a team that a fair amount of Browns fans are supporting in spite of the fact. Like, Browns fans are super excited about this game.
Yeah.
For a team that this might be one of your five wins or one of your three wins, I just think if you're already winning, by the way, I think this hits different. But coming off 3-14, coming off the biggest disappointment.
Maybe the biggest problem in all this is that this just kind of felt like a throwaway line by him.
Oh, it didn't feel that way to me.
To me, it didn't feel like anything that he had been like, I'm gonna go on these shows, I'm going to rally the troops, I'm going to get everyone. It kind of felt like he was just like, hey, so yeah, please show up and do your part, and we'll see you on Sunday and have a good day.
So we got Daryl Ryder coming up in 5 minutes. We're going to get to Shelby Harris's whatever happened in the locker room today. We'll also get to the health of Myles Garrett and more in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.